All human beings want is a consistent experience. Not a good experience, a consistent experience. You could be average, but as long as you're average consistently, people will be okay with that. How do you think McDonald's stays in business? Because they're consistent. It's not because of the quality of the food.
StayAllDay.com.
Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has or relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative that is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, we are continuing our series of big business principles that every business, no matter your size, should be implementing and using, and first of all, understanding. So what I'm doing here in these episodes is helping you understand these principles, and I'm telling you how they get implemented and how you can start using them right now. So before we get into that, I'll remind you of a couple of things. First of all, daily motivation text. We send this out every single day, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp, and on point. Also, Monday motivation, we send that out every week, does the same thing. You want to be getting these messages, all you got to do is text us at my number 305-384-6894. When we get that text back going again, which will be soon, you'll be getting that message straight to your phone. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That is a place where I do all my coaching. If you'd like to have me as your direct coach, you'd like to get this mindset, strategy, systems, accountability, processes that we have in place, implement it into your business with my direct help along the way, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is down below in the description to this video as well, along with the link to the text, which is also down below in the description to whether you're watching this on video, listening to this on audio, or you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's pretty easy to remember, pretty easy to type into your favorite browser. Now, all that out the way, let's get into our points here today of our series, which is next in our mini series here of big business principles that small businesses need to implement. Number 13, quality control. Quality control simply means making sure that the stuff that you're putting out is what you said it is, that it delivers on its promise. In every big business, the quality control department, the mandate is all about making sure that the products and services that come out of the business are doing what they are supposed to be doing and that they are functioning properly. That is what quality control means. Quality control simply is, here's what we sold you. Here's what we told you it was going to do. Let's double check ourselves and make sure that we did what we said our product was going to do for our customers and for our clients. Because if you are delivering on your promise to your customers and to your clients, you will probably not be in business for long. That's what quality control means. So is everything functioning the way it's supposed to be? Is everything delivering the way it's supposed to deliver? This is especially important when you have other people working on your behalf. You have other people working for you, especially if they are interfacing with your customers. You need to make sure that they are doing their jobs the way that their jobs are supposed to be done. How many of you have ever gone into a business and there was someone working there? They didn't own the business, clearly, but they were working at the business and they clearly were not being quality controlled as far as how they did their work. In other words, you dealt with a rude employee or an inattentive employee or an employee who was messing around on their phone or who wasn't really friendly or was not giving you good quality customer service or they were just nasty or negative or just completely indifferent. Now you're looking at them thinking to yourself, if the owner of this business could see what was happening right now, they would probably have a conundrum, probably fire this person on the spot and maybe fire the person who hired this person. But the owner doesn't know about it. Why? Because the quality control is poor in that business. And the larger your business gets, the more important quality control is, because the more distance there is between you and everybody who's working there, because you have more and more people there. I've heard of entrepreneurs talking about how when they first started their business, they knew everybody. It was maybe 10 people, then maybe got up a little bit bigger and they still knew everybody. But then it got to the point where there were so many people working in their company that they didn't even know the names of all the people. They would walk past somebody in their offices and not even know who the person was. Like, not know who hired them, and they've been working there for a year. And when your business gets to that size, the quality control is very important. Is everyone doing their job as they're supposed to be doing it and doing it at a high level? You need a system to make sure that this is happening. And by the way, when you're the only person in your business, you need to make sure there's quality control with your stuff too. Just because it's just you and you're the one doing all the talking to the customers doesn't mean that your products and services are delivering as expected. Are you temperature checking with your audience? Temperature checking with the people who buy from you? Hey, just checking on that product that we sold to you. Is it everything we said it was going to be? Just checking on that book that you got from us. Did you read it and have you implemented what we told you about it? Just checking on this service that you're getting from us. Are we delivering at the level that you expected? You need to be asking these questions and deal with the feedback. Whether it's positive, neutral, negative, deal with the feedback, because then at least that's an opportunity for you to fix it if something's wrong. That's part of quality control as well. You may not have a whole department for quality control, but you should be focused on quality control, because quality control determines whether your customers or clients are getting what you told them they were going to get when they bought from you. Are people getting a consistent experience? Are your products performing up to standard and up to expectation? A good way to find out, again, is to just talk to your customers. This is communication. Make sure that phones are being answered properly. All right, secret shop your business is another thing you can do. Secret shopping your business is just going into your business as if you were a customer, or sending someone else if they would know who you are, as if you were a customer, and make sure things are being handled the right way. So if you take phone calls in your business, then there's a certain way everyone should answer the phone. Are you ever secret shopping your business, just calling the business and seeing that the person who picks up the phone does it the way they're supposed to? Does that happen? Because if you're not doing that and they don't believe anybody's doing it, guess what? They ain't going to be answering the phone the right way. Most people are not going to do it. Why? Because people are lazy. You have to stay on top of them. Even when you're paying them, people are lazy. Whatever they can get away with, they'll get away with. This is just how it works. There's a book called The No BS Guide to Managing People and Profits, written by Dan Kennedy. I would suggest any of you who owns a business, especially if you have employees, that you read that book so that you can understand that your people, no matter how well you pay them and how good of a person they are inherently lazy, and they will not do the job unless they are being quality controlled to do the job the right way. So again, talking to your customers, making sure things are being done the right way, secret shop your business. If people don't know who you are, then you can secret shop as yourself. And if they do know who you are, like your staff, they would recognize you if you walked in, send somebody else to do it and let them report back to you how things went. Make sure the food is being made the right way. The customers are being handled the right way. Everything is being handled the way that it's supposed to be. If you're noticing that the quality is inconsistent, eventually your business will be inconsistent because your buyers are going to stop showing up. All human beings want is a consistent experience. Not a good experience, a consistent experience. You could be average, but as long as you're average consistently, people will be okay with that. How do you think McDonald's stays in business? Because they're consistent. It's not because of the quality of the food. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens. It's because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number 14. Today's topic, once again, we are talking about principles that big businesses use that small businesses need to implement. Number 14, strategic partnerships. In my world, I often refer to this as collaboration. So when you hear me say strategic partnership, I'm referring to collaboration, which I've talked about many times here on the show. They are, in this context, the same thing. So it is you looking for a way to work with other people who are aligned with you somehow, some way. Doesn't mean they have to be in the same industry, but there's some alignment to where you can help them and they can help you. That's what a strategic partnership is. We're going to partner together because strategically, this makes sense for me and it makes sense for you. That is a strategic partnership. I'll give you an example. I was just in Target just yesterday, and inside of many Target stores, what do you notice? What other business do you notice operating right there inside of the Target? Most of you know the answer. If you've been to Target, you know the answer. The answer is Starbucks. Starbucks has a strategic partnership with Target. Now, what does coffee have to do with buying home goods? On the surface, the answer is very little. I would not associate buying coffee with buying goods for my house or buying no paper towels and laundry baskets and candy and what else does Target sell? No little gifts for somebody's baby shower. What does that have to do with buying coffee? Very little. However, people like to buy coffee just damn near wherever they are. People see a Starbucks somewhere, they'll just stop and go into Starbucks because people just get addicted to buying this coffee. So Starbucks made a great strategic move and said, why don't we just put our store right there inside of Target? Because people will go inside of a big Target and spend a long time in there shopping for stuff. Why aren't we going to buy some coffee while they're at it? They're going to be in there all that time. They might as well buy some coffee from us. Great idea. And Target said, no, that is a great idea. We get a little piece out of every transaction that Starbucks does inside of one of our stores. Why not give us a way to make some extra money and give people a reason to come into our store? Because they might come in just to get the Starbucks, but while they're here, they might buy a couple things for their house. Perfect strategic partnership between Target and Starbucks. All right, you see how that works? So this is a collaboration even between two entities that on the surface, it wouldn't seem they really have that much in common. So you can, of course, collaborate with people with whom you have a ton in common, but you can also collaborate with people who it seems like you don't have that much in common. So back in the days when I was doing basketball content, let's say about 10 to 15 years ago, I did a lot of collaborations with other basketball influencers in the space. And the way that I found these people was, number one, communication. I talked to my own audience. I said, hey, if I do some collaborations with other people who make YouTube videos, who should I collaborate with? And the people in my audience name dropped like 10 to 15 other people, many of whom I had never heard of. But then I went and looked these people up and I said, hey, my audience said we should do some type of collaboration. Let's make it happen. And that other person said, for the most part, they all said, yeah. And I did strategic partnerships with many other people who I ended up doing business with. There was a guy, I'll give you a couple examples here because this all comes full circle in many ways. There was a guy out in California. His channel was named Nightwing. And I know Nightwing personally. I ended up meeting him. His real name is Chris, but I met Nightwing. He lived out in the San Francisco Bay Area. I don't know where he is now. And we did a collaboration via video. This was remote video. I recorded some stuff, sent it to him. He recorded some stuff. I put it all together, put the video out. So now me and Nightwing were connected. Some of his audience became my audience. Some of my audience became his audience. Then I was out in California. I called him. I got to meet with him. I played some pickup basketball with him. We sat and had a conversation and all that. Nightwing, his thing was he was into basketball. He wasn't a basketball player on my level. Like he wasn't trying to play in the NBA or overseas or anything like that. He was just a basketball enthusiast. And he's actually not even that tall. He's not even, guy's barely even 6 feet tall. And he liked to play basketball, but his thing was the sneakers. He was really into the sneakers and he would make these videos demonstrating and talking about the sneakers and the quality of the shoe, this shoe versus that shoe, something that I was not into at all. But he was talking about basketball sneakers and I was talking about basketball, period. So this was a strategic collaboration. And what ended up happening is because of his enthusiasm for talking about the sneakers, Nightwing went and he started doing brand deals with sneaker companies. And I believe at one point he even made his own sneaker, if I'm correct. I believe he did. He made his own sneaker. I forget what company it was with. But anyway, he was one time doing a brand partnership with, I believe it was Nike or the Jordan brand, one of those. And the Jordan brand company asked him, hey, who else should we get involved in this little process here that can also be an influencer for us? And because of our relationship, I was one of the names that he mentioned to Nike and Jordan. And because of that, I got a relationship with Nike and Jordan based off of knowing him. So because of that collaboration, I got another collaboration. Because of one strategic partnership, it led to another strategic partnership. So this is a form of the 6 degrees of separation, as they say. And I told you all that 6 degrees of separation in a world that we live in today is now about 2 or 3 degrees of separation because of the internet, because it's so easy to find people. And anybody who you're trying to meet, you probably already know somebody who knows them. Or at the worst case, you know somebody who knows somebody who knows them. It's not 6 degrees anymore. You don't have to go that far to connect with any type of individual, but you do have to get the ball rolling by creating these strategic partnerships. And how did it start? Me taking the initiative of going to my audience, responding to what my audience said, reaching out to someone else, building a relationship with that person. And then after I did all that, then things started coming back to me. So you notice how many steps I took forward before things start coming back in my direction? I want you to pay attention to that, because many of you might only take a half step forward and you wonder why nothing's happening. I took several steps forward before something happened there. The whole point is, using strategic partnerships can help build your business a lot faster than you just doing all this hard work by yourself. But you do need to start thinking about, who can I strategically partner with? So I told you about Target and Starbucks, strategic partnership. I told you about me and Nightwing, strategic partnership. I'll tell you another one. When I made that same call to my audience, who else should I do collaborations with? And there were several people they mentioned. I'm not going to mention all of them. But one of the people they mentioned, they said, you should do a video with this guy named Brandon Carter. His name was Big Brandon Carter. I did not know Brandon Carter. And Brandon Carter, as a matter of fact, was not a basketball guy at all. He did not play basketball. He didn't talk about basketball. And to this day, he doesn't talk about basketball. And as a matter of fact, Brandon Carter and I are neighbors. He lives within, I could throw a football from where I live to where he lives, very close to each other down here in Miami. I see him every few weeks. I'm walking, but maybe with my son or something, and I'll see him outside. And Brandon Carter was not a basketball guy at all, but he was a black guy. He was, you know, from the hood, kind of from the same type of environment that I'm from. We had a similar style of talking about things. He would make videos like, stop being a little bitch. So we were aligned mentally, even though we weren't doing the same things. He was more of a fitness guy into helping fitness people. And these days he helps fitness people build businesses to where they're making 5-6 figures a month in their fitness business. And he and I did a collaboration video just talking about mindset and things like that. And we connected on that level. And again, at this time I was in Miami and he was in New York, but now he's down here in Miami and still friends with him to this very day. But that created a strategic partnership between me and him. And we still know each other to this day. And who knows, maybe in the future that'll create more things that we can do. You never know where things will go, because I'm not even in the basketball space anymore. The whole point being, you got to look for ways to strategically partner with other people. There are other individuals. Who else can I tell you? Even in the world that I'm in today, I've done many strategic partnerships in the business space with companies. I'll go on somebody's podcast, for example. I'll reach out to them. Hey, I want to be on your podcast because here's who I am. Here's who you are. Here's how my message can serve your audience. And they'll say, you know what? That does make sense. And I'll go on somebody's podcast and their audience will hear me. And some people in their audience will become members of my university and become coaching clients of ours just because I did a strategic partnership with someone who they heard of. But before that, they had never heard of me. The person who becomes my coaching member is what I'm saying. They never heard of me. But because I got in front of the right audience, now I created some opportunity for myself. So again, strategic partnerships, folks, can move you forward a lot faster than you just doing a whole bunch of hard work on your own. And there are many more that I'm not going to mention here because I could talk all day just about these alone. But I'll give you just to think of it, KFC and Taco Bell. Now, what does KFC and Taco Bell have to do with each other? Not much. One is fried chicken. The other one is allegedly Mexican food. That's not Mexican food. Any of you been to Mexico? I got any Mexicans listening to this? You know that Taco Bell is not Mexican food. That's an American parody of Mexican food. But KFC and Taco Bell, they merged a whole bunch of their stores, right? And then it was, I think it was Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. It was Pizza Hut and somebody. They merged their stores together. Right down the street from where I live right now, there's two local food places. There's a place called BurgerFi, which is not local. BurgerFi is all over the place. But a place called BurgerFi, and there's another place called Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza. And Anthony's, I think, is more local to South Florida. They are doing a joint store. So you can get a burger or you get a pizza. But there are two businesses merging together in what? A strategic partnership. Even in my building right here, I'll give you another one. And now that I'm talking about this, it got me going. My building announced that they did a strategic partnership with some company who has a Tesla. And this Tesla car is going to be parked somewhere in our parking garage to where if you go download some app and you pay like $1 an hour or $25 a day, I forget what the price is, $25 to rent it and $1 an hour, something like that. You can rent the Tesla and you can just drive it all day as much as you want. Just go rent the Tesla. All you got to do is use this app. Now, why is my building is not called the Tesla building. Why would they get a Tesla? Because it's a strategic partnership. Every time somebody goes and rents that car and pays money to rent that car, guess what? My building is going to get a kickback from the money that was made from the rental of that car. That is a strategic partnership. You see how that works? And again, I could give you 1,000 of these if I keep going. So let me just move on before I spend the whole episode just talking about this. Remember that the business world is all about collaboration, folks. Customers and clients usually spend money in more than one place. Okay, so all of you, is any of you listening to this, you only spend money with one company? You just buy everything from one place? Any of you? Of course, nobody. We all spend money in more than one place. So there's no need for you to try to compete with everybody. You should look for ways to work with people rather than working against everyone. Try to figure out ways, how can we do this together instead of competing? because your customers will spend money with everybody. They don't spend money with just one entity, and neither do you. So strategic partnerships should be a consistent part of your business work. Just today, as a matter of fact, I'm looking at my inbox because my assistant sends these emails and I have her CC on me on everything that she sends. That's part of our quality control, by the way. Every email she sends, I'm CC'd on, at least in the initial emails. She just sent out about 50 emails to people who we are. This is just follow-up. These are just follow-up emails to people who we are reaching out. Actually, some of them are initial emails, some of them are follow-up emails to people who we're looking to partner with strategically. And we have we got templates for these emails. We have a process for what we do, email number one, number two, number three, number four. We have a process for how we do this. And we are strategically looking to partner with people. I look to do this just as much as I look to just do things straight, going straight to my audience and offering you something. I just as often am going to people who already have an audience and seeing a way, how can I get my stuff in front of their audience and their stuff in front of mine as well. They have something, I offer them that as well. So we are consistently looking for ways to create new partnerships and expand current partnerships. So this is not a one-off thing. It's not something that you do randomly. I'll give you one last one. All right, some of the programs that we have in Work On Your Game University, some of our courses on mindset, on discipline, on confidence, and things like that. I have strategically partnered with people to license material from our university into their programs. Because a lot of coaches and authors and speakers, they have similar setups to Work On Your Game University, to where they offer some coaching and they have courses and they offer, you know, webinars and live trainings and things like that. And they go and look for people like me who have material that they don't want to create, but they want that kind of material. So I have a program called 30 Days to Discipline. There are people out there who have that program licensed into their universities. So I got Work On Your Game University. You might have Mike Johnson University or Joe Schmo University, whatever your thing is called. I will license my program to your thing, and then you're paying me consistently for the use of my program in your university, because your customers will never get my program from me because they don't know me, but they know you. So you'll just go get my material and leverage it. You get to give more value to your customers. I get to make more money off my product that I would not have made without it being in front of your audience, and everybody wins. That is a strategic partnership. I should probably do a whole series on just that alone, because obviously I have a lot to say about it. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No. It is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level, again, through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Moving on to point number 15. Today's topic, once again, we are talking big business principles that small businesses need to use. Number 15, data-driven decision-making. And while we're here, I'm just going to write down a note about strategic partnerships so I don't forget. All right, you hear me typing right now. So I just wrote down that note about strategic partnerships. I'll do a whole series just on that. Not series, but at least an episode. Maybe it'll become a series. Number 15, data-driven decision-making. This one is self-explanatory. Make your decisions based on actual information that you can objectively measure, count, and interpret. Not on your feel. I just talked about this in yesterday's episode. Not on your feel, but on things that you can objectively measure, count, and interpret. For example, if you can see that one of your ad campaigns is spending a certain amount of money, but is not getting as much conversion or clicks as you expected, then the data should tell you that something about that ad campaign might need to change. That's data. That's just driven by data. I did a whole episode called The Data Decides. If you didn't hear that episode, that was episode number 2141. The data decides. Make your decisions based on information, data that is in front of you that you can count. Okay. So if you had three products for sale, one of them is significantly outselling the other two, then maybe you can put more of your marketing resources behind the one that is selling than the other two. These are simple examples, yet they are accurate examples of making decisions based on data. Again, the data decides. Listen to that episode. That is episode number 2141. The biggest challenge that small businesses have with this point is that many of you are simply not measuring any data. So you can't make data-driven decisions because you don't have any. Can't make decisions based on data, you don't have any data. So you need to start looking at the data of your business. And the most important part is figuring out which data to measure, because you can get a bunch of data on a whole lot of different things. You can get so much data, you'll be overwhelmed. You'll be drowning in data. Data is synonymous with information. So the question is not getting information. The question is, which information? The question is not, do you need to learn things? Yes. But can you read every book? No, you don't have enough time. Which books should you read? Which information should you look for? Then figure out how to get that data and then consistently interpret that data so you know what decisions to make based on the data. And let me help you all out with this. Any of you who's getting a little bit of a brain aneurysm, even thinking about how you would do any of that, come into Work on Your Game University and let me help you. And I will show you exactly what we're going to look at, why we're going to look at it, how we're going to look at it, and what we're going to do about it. So you don't have to figure this out by yourself. That is a form. Hiring a coach, getting into a coaching program, hiring a consultant, these are all forms of strategic partnerships. Because you're paying for it doesn't mean it's not a strategic partner. It's still a partnership. If I hire a coach, when I get into coaching programs, I'm a member of coaching programs. I join masterminds and I pay to be involved in them. Those are strategic partnerships. The reason that I pay to get into them is because I will get knowledge and insight that will help me do things that I otherwise would not be able to do myself or wouldn't do as well or as effectively or as quickly as if I did it on my own. So I'm willing to do it. There's a mastermind that I want to get into soon. It's a $50,000 mastermind. And the last I heard, it wasn't even open yet, but I want to get into this mastermind. The reason I want to get into it is not because there's necessarily any information in there that I need, but because I want to strategically be next to the other people who are in that mastermind, because that will help me make more money than what I invest to get into it. $50,000 that I invest into it, I'll make that back within 1 hour of talking to some of the people who are in that room. Get what I'm saying here? So this is the way you need to be thinking about business. And this is what big businesses do, by the way. And you need to be doing it. You don't have to be a big business. Recapping today's points. Number 13. Again, we're talking the principles that big businesses use that small businesses should implement. Number 13, quality control. This means making sure that everything that you sold to your audience, meaning what you told them you were going to do, you are actually doing and double checking it. Especially if you have people working for you, make sure that they're doing their jobs. If you're not checking, I guarantee you they're not doing their jobs. Number 15. Number 14. 14, strategic partnerships. Now, I talked about this a lot. We're going to do a whole episode just on this alone. Strategic partnerships is finding other people who are aligned with you in some way, shape, or form to where you both can benefit from working together rather than competing or rather than completely ignoring each other. There are ways to do this. You need to just think creatively about how to do it. Number 15, data-driven decision-making. This means having actual data, knowing which data you're looking at and measuring, and making your decisions and implementations based on information, not just based on feel or gut instinct. Make sure you text me so you're in my community. My number's down below in the description. WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. You want to have me as your direct coach. That is the place where it happens. And all of these things that you hear me talking about in this series, we implement these and get these working in your business ASAP. And a four-part framework: mindset, strategy, systems, accountability. That's WorkOnYourGameUniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time. drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.